Census figures show about 3 in 4 Australian 18-year-olds still live with their parents. But for young people leaving foster care, the reality is very different. The CREATE Foundation, supporting current and former foster children, says once they turn 18, there's no obligation for them or their case managers to report their whereabouts. As a result, it's hard to know what happens to many, but it's estimated around 4 in 5 18-year-olds leaving care are forced to rely on themselves. A Melbourne youth named Aidan first went into care as a 10-week-old baby.
Well, it wasn't a very stable experience. During my time in care, I was moved over 70 times through a number of different types of care, permanent care, foster care, living at home with my family, and resi care.
For him, the transition from out-of-home care began at 17 when he moved out of his last foster care placement and into studio accommodation run by a non-government organisation.
It was something that I'd looked forward to for so many years, just being independent and being able to make my own decisions. But I only got a month to prepare and get ready for it, so it was pretty tricky to learn all the independent skills that I needed to do that.
Despite the instability of his early life, he has now finished high school, undertaken further studies at TAFE in disability care, and found employment in the sector. But he says if he had the choice, he would have stayed in care for longer, until at least the age of 21.
I've heard so many stories of people, you know, living with their parents until after they've finished uni, and then kind of explaining that I moved out when I was 17 and still doing VCE. There's no comprehension, that they can't really understand it.
Aidan has received support from the CREATE Foundation. The foundation, foster care agencies and other community support services say they want the government to raise the transition age to 21. The groups have joined together in a campaign known as Home Stretch. CREATE Chief Executive Jackie Reed says the idea is simply the reasonable thing to do.
They've been through, a lot of displacement, often a lot of placement moves, so they're really vulnerable. Why would we be expecting that vulnerable population to be able to fare for themselves at 18 when we don't the general population?
Homelessness is measured in different ways, but CREATE estimates around 35% of young people leaving care end up homeless within the first year. A Sydney woman named Tamara, now 20 years old, spent almost all of her childhood in and out of care and found herself homeless in her late teens. 2 years ago, she says she found some more permanent accommodation through a program run by the Wesley Mission Charity.
I was homeless before I joined the Take Charge of Your Life program, and when I heard about the pilot happening, I said, yeah, I would like to join, because it was for kids that were transitioning out of foster care. So I was couch surfing. So I joined in with them and I got accommodation. Like, I've got a house over my head. I've had the house for about 2 years now.
The program provides accommodation and support for young people up to the age of 25 who are leaving or have left care. Tamara lives in a property run by Wesley and built by the Property Industry Foundation. The foundation exclusively builds large properties pro bono for youths at risk of homelessness. And it's Steve Gatt says the foundation finds many people who want to help.
And then when it comes time to building something like this, we get this myriad of subcontractors and suppliers who understand what we're trying to achieve, and then they donate their services or provide them at a very generous discount.
Wesley Mission's Chief Executive, the Reverend Keith Garner, showed SBS around the latest property, which will house 22 young people up to the age of 25. The model also accommodates so-called house parents who will supervise and support the home's residents.
Those of us who have the privilege of a parental home and a home where there are people to turn to, even if you leave home, you pop back to get your washing done, you pop back to ask questions, you have none of that support. So you really are on your own, and you're expected to survive on your own. And I think that's wrong. I think we've got to do something about that.
While accommodation is provided by state and federal governments, non-government organisations and the corporate sector, the need still exceeds the supply. Home Stretch cites overseas research showing where care is extended until 21, education participation doubles and homelessness rates are halved. The United States, Britain and New Zealand have all raised the age of leaving care to 21. The CREATE Foundation wants that to become a legislated option.
The Home Stretch program that CREATE is working with Anglicare, really advocates for that as a primary priority. We also want to see personal advisors that are for children over 18 to stay with them until 21 so that they can receive the support and make sure that they've got housing, education and health needs that are met post the care system and those really vulnerable years post not having the government as its parent.
And at this time of year, when loneliness can be amplified, especially for those without family support, Aidan has a message of hope from someone who survived on his own.
Family is sometimes what you make it, and it's up to you to reach out and start creating those family if you don't have a family of origin.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.